QuizKnack is another tool which allows you to create polls, in other words, single question surveys, surveys with multiple questions, or in addition, it allows you to produce what it calls personality quizzes. We'll perhaps come back to them in a little while. In order to do that, you're going to need to set yourself up with an account, and you can do that by connecting your QuizKnack account with your Facebook, Google, or Twitter account, if you have one of those. Perhaps less appropriate with students, but you can also sign up using an email address and create yourself a QuizKnack account. Polls are single question surveys, so it's eliciting opinion. So it could be something as simple as finding out what the most popular option out of a number of different alternatives is. And it could be the food that's offered in the canteen, school canteen. Or it could be something more weighty, like a difficult question where asking students to supply an answer by raising their hands in class might be inappropriate or embarrassing. So this can be done with a degree of anonymity. Surveys are multiple questions, so it's a multiple choice question, but a series of them, one after another. And again, there are no right answers to this, it's just a matter of finding out student opinion. So again, it could be an initiative that's about to take place in school and you want to find out what your students think, or indeed your colleagues. Or it could be using with your students, it could be a way of checking at the end of each little module or section how they felt they understood it. So to provide you with some degree of feedback from the whole class relatively quickly about those sections that you might feel that you need to revisit as a result of your students providing that feedback. The third type is personality quizzes, and these are the kind of things like if you subscribe to the view that learning styles are useful, you can have students undertake a series of questions, and the result that's generated at the end will depend upon the options that they chose as they were doing the questions within the quiz. So it can lead to providing information about personality traits, or you are a visual learner or whatever, although lots of people these days don't particularly subscribe to that. Or you could use it instead. Help them decide what the best strategy for revision is. So if you think up a series of questions that would lead them towards that, that'd be useful for them perhaps. In each case, you can either provide them with a link directly to the poll, or you have an embed code to pop it on your blog or website.